Euro. Fonica.
Eurofonica, il format che parla di Europa in modo facile, semplice e veloce su tutte le radio del circuito Raduni.
Eurofonica. Oltre 30 radio universitarie in tutta Italia.
Insieme per parlare di Europa, diritti, cittadinanza e confrontarsi su nuove pratiche di giornalismo.
Welcome everyone to Eurofonica Radio. Today we have the privilege to be speaking with Hees van Haren, an investigative journalist and a finalist for the prestigious Daphne Caruana Galizia Prize. Hees is a key member of Lost in Europe, a cross-border journalist project uncovering the alarming disappearance of over 50,000 unaccompanied migrant children across Europe in recent years. Good morning, Hees.
Good morning.
So, let's proceed with the first question I have for you. Did your investigation reveal any specific vulnerabilities that migrant children face after arriving in Europe that makes them susceptible to trafficking or exploitation?
Yes, what we see, we did do this data investigation, and from this data you only have a number of missing children, so there are not backgrounds or any contact with the numbers. But what we do see from our field work, because we have been covering this topic for 6 years now, we do see that especially when children are moved all over from place to place and not in a steady, safe place, that they are very vulnerable. Because also when they stay in hotels and other things that you see around Europe, then on the parking lots of the hotels there is prostitution, drugs trafficking, stuff like that. And that's something that we saw in our investigations too.
What role do organized crime and human trafficking networks play in this?
You see in the EU that there is a good way to handle drugs organized crime. Many police teams are specialized in coping with drugs. It's in Italy, but also in the Netherlands, with the big harbors, they know how to handle drugs. But they don't know how to prevent human trafficking. There's no specialized forces for that. So when you see this increase of missing children, there is also an increase of crimes in human trafficking, and that is worrying.
Thank you very much. The second question is related to the map I could see in your article.
Mm-hmm.
So Italy has been identified as a country where a significant number of unaccompanied migrant children go missing. What do you think factors make Italy particularly vulnerable to this issue?
What we see is that Italy and also Greece and Spain are really countries of arrival. In the map, you also see a blind spot.
Yes.
For Spain. So Spain, they didn't deliver the data because they said we don't specify for unaccompanied minors. Italy does. So Italy is good in that manner, that they register where children are and when they go disappearing. But the system in Italy is that you have this guardianship, because every country where a child is, they are obliged to keep track and protect them. But then mayors and also private citizens, they give shelter to those minors. And that is not a way to protect them, because sometimes there are like mayors with 5,000 children under their guardianship. How can you protect 5,000 children on your own? Italy is a very complex country in that way, because it's not organized by one institutional organization, but every region has its own rules coping with minors. Then on the other hand, Italy has this big problem of being a country of arrival, and the borders aren't closed. They say they are, but they aren't. There are many people arriving on via sea, via the Mediterranean Sea. And a lot of these children who arrive, they are traumatized from what they have been going through in Libya and in Tunisia. And it's a big mess.
I can see your point. Now, I have a last question related to the European Union as an institution. So, from your findings, how does the European Union as a whole approach this problem? Are there differences in the response between EU member states? And what actions or policy changes do you believe need to happen urgently to prevent more children from disappearing in the future.
So we've asked 30 countries for data via email or open resource, and we've received answers from 13 countries, so that's not even half of the countries that we've asked for. So the number that we've mentioned in our articles is not the complete number, because we are missing countries. People say that the countries don't specify our requests, so they didn't give us the answers we were looking for, or they don't collect data at all, or just never responded. So the actual number could be much higher.
And when we asked Ilva Johansson, the European Commissioner, about this, she said, yeah, we do have this new rule, the EU Pact, in place, and it will start counting from now on. So they said they already solved the problem, and we will keep track if that's right. So in 3 years, we will do the same data request again, and hopefully then we know.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for being here with me. Stay tuned for more on Eurofonica Radio for our listeners. And cari saluti, ci sentiamo presto dalla vostra Giorgina.
Eurofonica.